Go ahead.
So call to order is the Bass River Township Planning Zoning Board meeting on March 6, 2024 at 6 p.m. This is a special meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
So first is the Open Public Meeting Act, the Sunshine Law. This reorganization meeting of the Bass River Township Planning Board is being held in conformance with the Open Public Meetings Act, with a notice published in the Atlantic City Press in the Beacon on December 30th, 2023, and given to the municipal clerk, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building and the township website. So now we'll do attendance. Debbie Cope.
Here.
Nick Pligrione. Cindy Ruffo. Bob Neuwaller. Richard Steele.
Here.
Mary DeLewis.
Here.
Wynn Allen. Abby Spagnola. Yes. Bonnie Adams. Carrie Crowley.
Here.
So the only thing on the agenda tonight is for three resolutions to be adopted. So resolution 2024-7 is for the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, which is for public comment during planning board meetings. Then resolution 2024-8 is for Paul and Terry Suarez for a minor subdivision at their property at 5901 Route 9, which is Block 37, Lot 4.
Yeah, we're, why don't we take them just one at a time? The first resolution on the agenda is for public comment during public meetings. And essentially what this resolution does is set out guidelines for how the board has to conduct meetings. The board has to act fairly to the applicant as well as to the public. Essentially, what this resolution will do is state that members of the public, the public will have an opportunity to comment during public hearings on development applications. If you wish to speak at the hearing, you'll have to register prior to the hearing to give your name and address for the record. We'll have something in writing to sign. Each speaker will have a maximum of 3 minutes to speak and should limit their comments to the issues related before the board on the development application. The speaker from the public should direct their comments to the chair. No time may be yielded from one resident to another. The planning board chair will acknowledge the speakers in order in which they appear at the podium and address their remarks by asking their name and address, and then all comments are again presented to the board, and the witness will be sworn in. The board is not obligated to answer any question that the public may pose during the hearing. They can if they wish, but they're under no legal obligation to do so. And speakers must expect, first off, the recording of the hearing is recorded for purposes of an appeal if there ever is one. So what we don't want is multiple people talking, because then the recording equipment doesn't correctly pick up what's said on the record. And that's important, because if there's an appeal, the court's going to look to what's in the transcript, and the transcript's got to accurately reflect what was said. Public participation is to address the planning and zoning board issues of concern, and there should not be a back and forth going forth between when a board member says something that someone from the audience just think that they can immediately blurt out a response to it. There'll be a period where you're allowed to speak, and you'll have your time. one of the things the board expects of the public is proper decorum, which means you have to act civilized. When your time is called to speak, that'll be your opportunity. Name calling is not appropriate. Personal attacks, use of bad language, derogatory, and really just derogatory speech directed at another individual, that will not be tolerated. If we have a member of the public that disrupts our meeting, there's a right to stop the meeting and ask that person to leave the meeting. Now, I've been doing planning board work since 1991, and I can say that may have happened one time, and I represent about 7 or 8 boards. So generally, I think the public is pretty good about these things. So we just want the public to know that these are just the guidelines and the rules for how the board is supposed to operate when we hear an application. One thing the board will not tolerate is someone who tries to hijack or filibuster the proceedings and exceed their time limit because they're opposed to the application. They're just going to keep talking and talking, and you'll have your time limit. The board chair can reserves the right to end your time. So try and be brief and condense what you have to say within your allotted time. And if someone has said something already that you agree with, there's no need to repeat it. It'll be on the record. You can just say, I agree with what I just heard. And that's essentially what these guidelines are for, is just to make sure that there are rules in place so that everyone knows what the rules are up front for conducting a fair hearing. And I think that'll protect the township if there's any litigation in the future on any development application, because if we have rules and we follow those rules and they're designed to facilitate an orderly meeting, that's good for the township. It avoids liability. So that's the substance of the resolution number 2024-7. Does any of the board members have any questions? Does any of the public have any questions? You're the chair. You pick who gets to speak first.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm Nancy Snyder. I'm on Francis Lane. I'm just curious, the first thing you said, you have to register beforehand if you want to comment?
It just allows us for when a transcript's created, and sometimes you can't get the person's name and address, if we have it pre-registered, when someone tries to produce a transcript, they can get the names and addresses. Now, there is a law that if you're in law enforcement or you're personnel of the court, you can let us know ahead of time, and we can keep your name confidential, because there's actually a law that protects the privacy rights of law enforcement. Now it escapes me the name of the statute, but it was just passed in the last year.
But I'm just curious, like what just happened now, a person couldn't raise their hand for the question unless they had registered prior to the meeting, or do I misunderstand?
Those are the rules. We'll ask people to sign it. I mean, we want to know who's speaking and where they're from. That's just standard. And most boards do it. So.
But is that the rule that I could just raise my hand?
That's going to be the rule. And if you haven't signed it, then you can come up and sign. You can sign the list right before you get to speak.
Okay. Right before what?
Right before if you hadn't made up your mind to speak and then you change your mind and you want to, you just need to sign it before you speak. That's all. We'll have it up near the dais.
Okay, so your speech isn't limited. If something comes up that you have a question about and you hadn't signed up, you can still have the opportunity to speak.
Yeah, we're not trying to prohibit free speech here.
Okay.
We just want to have an orderly process. Okay.
Thank you.
Josh Collins, 5658, Route 9.
Can you stand up, Josh, please?
I'm just going to talk a little bit louder. I want everybody behind me to see. back to what she was saying on the first, Supreme Court has already deemed that you have to give the public the right to speak, and you can put a time limit on how much or how long somebody speaks, and I completely agree, foul language and somebody going at it, that's wrong. They should be asked to leave if that was, but you can't ask anybody to be signing up for some kind of registration, and I'm glad that you clarified that they could, register prior to the meeting, or if they have a different idea, but that's what if somebody doesn't want to write their name, they're not going to be able to speak, because the Supreme Court's already found that's not true. Any public board meeting can't be, you can't just tell somebody they're not allowed to speak. You can't.
No, we're just, it's part of your identification of who you are. It's a standard of operating procedure done by most boards. It's not done for any nefarious purpose other than for record keeping.
Yeah, I've never seen that in any other one.
You've gone to a lot of board meetings?
Hmm?
Have you gone to a lot of board meetings?
Five different areas, yeah.
Okay.
Three different states.
This is
New Jersey. Have I been asked to sign up for some registration prior to
it? It's not a registration. We're not registering.
That's what you said.
Well, we just want you to sign the sign-up sheet. That doesn't mean you're registering for anything. Okay. It just means
so
that
if I choose not to sign my name down on anything and only keep it through public record that's being recorded, I'm not going to be able to speak.
Well, aren't you being difficult if you do that?
No, I think that's perfectly within my rights.
What if a question comes up while the meeting's going on and say, oh, wait, I didn't register before, I got a question now.
No, well, that's the point is if you didn't register, we would just say, well, come up to the front when you are going to speak, just sign
and
the board.
And if I choose not to get up and sign my name on
I don't know why you wouldn't do that. I would
because
do it.
I think the recording's sufficient enough. I mean, you're asking me.
Well, what privacy right do you have to protect? You have to identify
you
your name and address.
Right
I said unless
anonymous.
if you're law enforcement, you're entitled to that protection.
You should check up on that because it's also law enforcement, veteran status. There's a few different things that are listed in that exactly.
Well,
so
you
check up on yourself.
All right. Well,
I'm not trying to be ignorant or rude. I'm just stating. That some people are.
We're just trying to follow the law.
Right now, that are going to show up, that are going to want to sign their name either. And I'm just speaking for those that aren't here today because of this late meeting.
This it wasn't a late meeting. A special meeting is on 48 hours notice under.
Which could be extremely detrimental to somebody that maybe works on a Wednesday or takes care of their kids and they can't get somebody to come watch the kids. I mean that was kind of silly.
Just for your edification, the only purpose of this meeting was this board is trying to be business friendly to its taxpayers.
I totally understand.
And
agree with that as well.
Every day we wait, we're withholding the two applicants that were here a couple weeks, almost a month ago. We're trying to facilitate them getting their permits so that they can start doing.
They were here back in January. Trying to facilitate that. And then back in February, where you guys told them that the meeting was canceled as soon as everybody left. So I mean, it's a shame. They were trying to get this done a while ago.
Yeah, I understand that. But when the approval's granted, say it was in January, usually the resolution's ready the following month. But we did not have a quorum for the February meeting. So that's why we decided to do a special meeting on March 6th to be fair to the applicant so they don't have to wait too long.
Two more weeks. This went back around on a totally different subject than what I was trying to facilitate. I was trying to just ask. There's going to be people at the next meeting that are going to say the exact same thing.
And there's another benefit to having this special meeting, is because you don't want. I'm sure whoever is going to show up for the March 20th meeting, when there's an application of significant public concern. We didn't want the first half hour of the meeting to be dedicated to other things. We wanted the full hearing to be dedicated to that application because it is a public concern. So that's
understandable.
It was a twofold reason for doing
this
special meeting.
It's going to be silly. But are there going to be rules that rule this provided to the public, these resolutions for the sunshine, or are we just – I'm able to pull it up on my phone. A lot of people –
what the resolutions that once they're
the rules that you were stating for public meetings.
Oh, the resolution, once, if the board adopts that resolution tonight, it's available to the public at that point.
If,
well, it's because nothing is a foregone conclusion. There's no, it's not decided ahead of time. They're deciding that tonight. That's why we don't release draft resolutions, because sometimes things get changed or pulled. And once you put it out in the public, it becomes fair game and it shows on Facebook. And it may not even be action taken by the board. Huh?
So it could be approved and then changed later?
No. That's not what I'm saying. A draft is not a final document. It's not the final version of it.
Right. Which nothing gets approved until it's finalized.
No. Correct. And that's when the document's available to the public after it's approved.
And things are put in there or changed or
yeah, after it's memorialized. So if on a development application, the board usually decides what they're approving. They don't have to approve everything of the development application. What parts of it that they are approving, and then any conditions. And then I need, as the board attorney, I usually need a month to prepare a resolution to put it all down on pen and paper, so it's very specific. Yeah.
It could be denied again if there was any kind of changes that ended up not getting agreed on?
Well, it's the board's resolution. It's not my resolution.
Right.
I draft it, but the board adopts it. And assuming the board adopts it, that means they're fine with it. They agree with the contents of it. That's when it becomes final. Okay. Hey, sir?
Jack McKernan, 31 East Greenbush Road. Now, this resolution that may get drafted, will this be read at every meeting so people would know that are not here and come to meetings coming up?
I don't want to spend a half hour rereading this resolution every meeting.
Then it has to be made.
Well, once it's adopted, it becomes, they're like bylaws of the board.
Is it going to be posted somewhere in the building so people would know?
We could do that.
It's
not a bad thing. Or maybe we, maybe.
Like he's saying, there's a lot of people that are not here.
Can we post it on the website?
Hold on.
As soon as it's memorialized, we'll put it on the township website.
Thank you.
Put it on the agenda.
Stacy Charles, don't we have something like
that? Stacy, can you stand up, please, so I can hear the recording? Thank you.
Don't we have something like this already in place? That we have to, you're only allowed 3 minutes and you have to be nice to your neighbor and you can't say bad things. And isn't there something like that already?
That was
like
the Board of Commissioners.
Not the Land Use Board. The Land Use
Board
has not had rules.
Okay. Is it any different between the two?
Sure, I'm sure they're comparable.
The difference is, I believe we didn't say to sign up.
Yeah.
I think
on
that's
the
difference. Yes. Yeah. We just put the rules out there, but didn't say to sign up to see.
And one of the reasons why we asked for you to write your name and address on the sheet is sometimes the Pinelands Commission wants to know when there's a comment from the public. They want to know who it came from so that they can look into it too.
But there's not going to be anybody sitting there checking that off when someone's. If we have, like we did in the firehouse the last time, you got a whole bunch of people coming up.
The only one who's going to see the list after it's all done is Natalie. She's the record keeper.
Okay. Hi, Casey Revin. I'm 37 North Maple. I just had, I guess, a suggestion. If you guys are trying to get people to sign up during meetings to speak, I'm assuming the whole 3 minute cap on talking is so the meeting doesn't get dragged out, commotion in between, stuff like that, et cetera.
And allow anyone who wants to speak
right.
The opportunity
to
speak.
You don't want to have to cut a meeting and people say I didn't get a chance.
The firehouse, there could be 200 people in the room.
I would expect that too.
Yeah.
So I guess this is a suggestion. If somebody goes there and there's going to be a lot of people there who are unaware of needing to write their name down as something to speak, and I think it's going to be very chaotic, my personal opinion, as far as someone's standing up, and what are you going to say? Oh, are you on the list? No, you're not on the list. Oh, you have to sign this list. Like, that's going to drag everything out even more than just capping things with 3 minutes. So maybe if you put a piece of paper somewhere when people are to leave and say, like, respectfully, hey, if you spoke tonight and we'd like to have your information for whatever reason, I just feel like there may be an easier, better, and non-chaotic way that's not going to disrupt the meeting insanely as far as you want somebody to stop and have to sign up on a piece of paper before speaking. I mean, how much time is that going to take?
I've never seen this as a big issue in any
network. I'm just saying, the three-minute cap is, like I said, to kind of condense time. I don't really think a sign-up sheet is going to help condense time as far as if it's being used in the middle of a meeting. If people sign up ahead of time, that's great. But
yeah,
again,
but when people sign up before the meeting starts,
yeah,
that's a good thing because then we don't have to take a break between each person who speaks. Which
but at the next meeting where there's going to be an abundance of people who know nothing about this or may get word of it last minute, we're probably going to want to comment on that solely alone. If I were to say, hey, I'm Casey, I live at blah, 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 am I supposed to say I signed up?
Yeah, you
can I talk? Like, is that how that's going to work?
You can say I already signed the sheet.
And now, so if I say I didn't sign the sheet, someone's going to ask me to go up, sign a sheet, I'm going to have to go back to,
what we can do is when
I'm
you're
done. I'm writing my name and address on whatever, I don't care.
We can leave the sheet up front, and after you're done speaking, you can walk
like
up
when
and
you're done,
tell it
walk
out.
Up, and then you go to the next person, because I just can't see that going smoothly as far as having to do that in the middle of speaking 20 times over, and then people getting cut off either way. And my other thing, just real quick, you said if somebody has to speak about something and somebody else agrees, rather than them saying the same thing, you'd rather just like, okay, that was touched on already.
Yeah.
But if there's how many of us in a room, 30, and one person spoke up and say we all agree, are we all just supposed to sit tight and then you're only under the impression that one person feels that way? Like, how do you know? I'm not saying
I just say, well, the first speaker talked about X. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Okay. Just short, simple.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Do you think it would be a little bit easier that when you came up, you handed me a piece of paper that had your name and address on it at that moment?
I honestly think it would be easier if that was something handled all the way at the end, or like you said, hey, can you talk? And then, did you sign up today? No. Okay, when you're done, can you just come over here type of thing? Like, just to prevent stuff, like, prior to somebody speaking and having to dish all that out, like, in that moment before they even get to their point, I guess.
You can do it on the back end of it. After you're done, you can come up while the next speaker starts to speak. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as it's done, that's all.
I mean, the bottom line is all the rules and regulations. I mean, the sign-up seems to be what some folks are hung up on, is the signing.
Okay, so how about if you just come up and you say your name and your address? You say it clearly. Is that okay? Can we agree on that? Okay. Does that sound good?
Well, that's what we do now. Yeah. That's what we do now.
Okay. All right. Good.
It's just easier. Some people have difficult names to spell.
Yeah.
Or
so.
You know.
So my name was butchered in all the previous things that I spoke at, and I don't care about it. That's fine. I don't care.
If I may. I think if we just kept it where. What's going to happen is, you know how when you're in the firehouse, it's really sometimes hard to hear. So the person's going to have to come up front because she has to get all this on the recording.
Okay?
And the recording is different over there versus it is here. Okay? So, but I think if people come up, all the rules and regulations, people will know how a meeting goes, kind of like what we did at our township meeting. We just didn't put the sign up in there because we just let everybody speak 3 minutes. And then if we have time, we go back and let them ask another question if we have the time. So I think maybe that would, I don't know.
You could be the leaders, right? They can be the leaders. They know. They know.
Right. So, but as long as you come up, you know, I mean, I know it's in other meetings where you sign in ahead of time so that the chairman can just, like, call you, say, okay, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, just rallying, and it speeds the process up, and that's what they were trying to do here with putting the name on so people could get their question right from the go, and they'd register a little early because they had something to say,
So
I also have seen it. I've been at tons of meetings where three people go ahead of me and my questions are answered. I no longer know what
right.
to ask. So,
that's true too.
You know.
Yeah, and then when you're so if the person, you know, the chairman says, "Hey, you know,
yeah.
Sally Smith,"
yeah.
and "Oh, I'm good. My, you know, everything was good." Next, you know, so it kind of just kind of streamlined it a little bit. So that's why it came up.
It makes sense, but it's just not going to happen. It's not feasible. If you're not going to get 300 people to want to sign up on this sheet, that's where I was getting at. Single file line, grade school stuff, right up to the counter, and speak. You're not going to get everybody to sign up.
Go ahead, Diane.
Yes,
Diane
and Neil, or 111 North Maple.
You're because there's how many in this room? You know, there's going to be 200 people in there, maybe 150. So they're going to be really ticked off if you're going to make them sign a piece of paper prior to coming to that meeting. And let alone it makes you feel like you're being held because you can't say what you want. Because then you think, if I raise my hand, I can't ask a question. So, I mean, the only way you're going to do it is, like, you know, walk up front, give them your name or whatever, or yell my name across the building. Because you're not going to, it's going to be bad if that happens. They have to fill something out, and then they can't talk because they didn't.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, not all of them come to every meeting. It's, you know, and that's, this next meeting is a very important meeting. And they'll be there. But they're not going to be here yet.
So everyone can, I'm sorry, Teresa Kramer, 5641. I didn't put too long. Oh, I'm hearing. Sorry.
You're good.
No, sorry.
I'm done now.
For everybody to get this.
Out.
A podium and a microphone.
Out the middle.
Oh, I don't know if you have that at all.
At the fire department.
Okay. Well,
somebody should. I mean, it is very loud. We had to ask them to shut off the walkie-talkies. There's people in the background.
We will do our best for that. We will do our best for a podium and a microwave. Okay, a microwave. Microphone. Microphone. Okay. Well, this is exactly why we want a list, and this is exact so everybody has their chance to speak. This is another reason why we're having this meeting, is so that everybody doesn't talk in the middle of something that's being done. Raise hand. It's like school. We want to have a successful meeting.
I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Pam Hilliard, 73 West Road. Can't we just delay this and start it in the April meeting?
I think a major reason why we wanted to have this is for the next meeting. You guys, I think all of you were there at the last meeting at the firehouse.
Yes.
And what just happened 10 times worse. I don't think anyone wants to make it an issue to have everyone sign in. It's just the fact of
order.
All the names that came up, how many people were chatting over one another, how many people didn't want to come up to the front. There's no great way to do it, but this is something that a lot of other towns do, which is why it was an option. We're not saying we have to do this. It's an option that came up to make everything a lot more in order than what it was at the last meeting. Everyone wants a chance to talk, completely understand. But it was just a way to keep it more in order. So as people are coming into the firehouse, you know, it's going to be a half hour to get everyone in there. We can make a couple announcements so people sign up. And if you don't, they're not saying you can't see. We could do it at the end. It's just to try to get everyone to have their name down so that it's recorded correctly. Because if there's ever, you know, we want it on record. That's the main reason for all this. I think everyone can agree. We want everyone's comments on record. Anything else? Sorry.
I don't think signing a sheet to be able to speak is going to eliminate anything that just happened here right now. It's not going to eliminate any of the background noises, any of the comments between, you know, the people sitting next to each other and stuff. So I don't understand why it would be important to start it in the April meeting.
It's so that we know who's making the comment is the main thing.
With the you need to get the name.
The name and address. That's why we have
so
you guys at every.
Does get up and state their name and their address. And if you need and just tell them in the beginning of the meeting when it's open to the public. You know, if you have an obnoxious name, spell it.
Well,
you know?
One thing we don't want is just people obnoxiously shouting stuff from the audience when someone else is speaking. And when it's not during the public portion, they hear something they don't like and they just they can't resist the temptation to blurt something out. I mean, we're just trying to run an orderly meeting,
but,
that's all.
But signing up isn't going to stop those problems.
It would make sense anywhere else.
Well,
not
the board.
It's just not going to happen.
Well, not with that.
There's at least 50 people just like me.
We're doing it right now.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Yes, ma'am.
So my idea is if you raise your hand, you're recognized, you know there's, you're told, you know, you want to keep it brief, make your points, keep it brief. How about have a clipboard passed to the person who's going to speak?
Oh, I was thinking about a clip. If we had a podium, you could leave the clipboard right on the podium, and you just sign it after you're done. Yeah, that's. I mean, that's the idea.
Their way up to the front, but you want it for the sake of record. So have somebody write it down if that's what you need. But I'm just saying it's pretty simple.
Okay.
Keep it short. It says, "Hold you on the record of it."
Yes, sir.
So I've been in a meeting for 20 years in law enforcement. So when you go to your union meetings, you have to go up front to talk. Sometimes you get as much time as you want, but you have to go to the front. If you don't go to the front, nobody wants to see. Everybody's got to hear you, and it gets recorded that way. And I understand, but every meeting you go to, no matter where you go, you have people like this that are going to talk in the back or stand in the back and make comments. It's human nature. You know, that's what happens. But you just have to drown them out. You have to have a gavel. You have to have someone there to enforce you. That's the only way it's going to happen.
Is there anything else before we move on?
So it would be, is there a motion to approve Resolution 2024-7?
Is there a motion to approve 2024-7?
As written.
Yeah, it's written on this piece of paper.
We have to approve what's written and not.
Or it can be changed. Either.
Yeah, if you want to, is there something you want to take out of it? We can do that, but.
Well, from what we're hearing, the signing part is not going over so well.
It sounds silly. I know it does.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm being a 4-year-old, but it's just not. Everyone's going to get so nasty about that.
I think that what we do at the township meetings is that they
instead
ask
of our
somebody raises their hand and they ask them, they give them their address and their name, and it is recorded. It's on record. I think that's proper way to do it. That's why we've done it.
And that, I think when we open it to the public for the next meeting, we state at the beginning, anyone who wishes to speak has to come up to the front. I know that we already say that, but we make it clear, anyone who doesn't not come up to the front cannot speak.
We will
you
try
have
to
come up.
Find a podium.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a microphone.
Some type of speaker so that people will work on that the best that we can. If anybody out there has
to. Oh, it's around.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Chris has a.
I have some language to modify the provision, which currently says members of the public wishing to speak are required to register prior to speaking. It would be changed to members of the public wishing to speak are encouraged to register prior to or immediately after speaking. Does that work?
Didn't you just suggest that we just come up front and clear name, address, and everything gets heard?
We're still going to have the clipboard anyway. It just helps.
Yeah, they can sign when they're done. They wish.
I know. I just feel like
you're not
like that you're put in there if they're going to run.
What if we
just change that to they need to come up front, state their name and their address. If we can put that in there, and we can encourage who's ever running the meeting to ask them if they could put their name and address on the clipboard,
We can ask that.
Print it.
Print it?
Print it.
Yeah, print it.
I mean.
Well, teach us how to.
Okay.
We're looking for records. We'll have it, hopefully, you know, not. I mean, and I get it, because what happens if the system goes down and we don't have the recording system? Then we're not going to know who spoke. And then we need that information if.
It's a backup.
Yes. So, I mean, if we can encourage for people to just sign your name. When you come up to the podium, you can sign or pass it down the line. Because people will probably be lined up in order to speak. You know, so maybe the person at the podium, they fill it out. Here, take it. And that goes backwards. Maybe that's the easiest way to do it, to have a single line of everybody that wants to speak in the township is from the township that it's affecting. And then we have the second record in case this was to crash. Because
yes.
You can't always depend on technology.
Right. And usually I'm taking notes and paying attention, and I don't get a tape before I prepare the resolution or whatever the decision is. I have my notes. That's what I use. Now, if I don't remember the 20 people's names who spoke, and I want to put it in the resolution, if it's on a clipboard, that just makes it easier for me to do a good job. So.
What's people's, I don't know, thoughts on it?
Just one thought. I would say podium optional. Make sure that if it's the purpose is to get the name, that you get the stand, they say their name. If they can't be heard, they want to come up to the podium.
Yeah.
Use the microphone, fine. But if they're standing in the back, they have a loud voice, they just, you know, they say their name.
No, we're going to have, I think we need to have everyone come up to the front.
They got to move up to the front just so we can get it on the recording equipment.
Well, I think at different conventions, conferences that you go to, big ones, you know, when there's a lot of people, they usually have a podium in the middle, and there is a microphone so that people in the back can hear, and they all line up. So that one, so it keeps everything moving and everybody gets to ask their questions. So it just kind of keeps things flowing a little bit easier.
Even if you put a table up, something mic on the table.
Yeah, table, podium, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, just so that it's because you know, like if you're over there and you're over there and you're constantly doing this as the chairman, you're looking. You might not see the person's down low. You know. It just makes it easier, and everybody's one right after the other, you know, and if she can't get the name, you say, excuse me, what was your name again? You know,
it makes sense.
You know, you just want, the object is to keep things rolling and to hear everybody that has a comment. So, and then if you were the first one and you go, oh, I forgot to ask, then there might be 50 people in line, but at least you can come back around again, you know, to ask another question. That's my thoughts.
So I guess it would still be a motion to approve the resolution with the changes we discussed.
Taking out the required.
Taking out the required sign up, like, but to come to the front, I mean, if you want to put that in there, come up to the front, podium, table, whatever, to talk to the people on the board. I don't know, however you want to word it.
I think we'll probably have that because
that's what we do now. It's just that the main thing is the rules and regulations are enforced. That's all.
Okay.
Just want to simplify things. That's all.
We don't want to repeat of last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'll make a motion. Still need a motion.
I'll second it. If, with the changes, I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call.
Okay, Debbie Cope?
Yes.
Richard Steele?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
Me? Yes. And Carrie?
Yes.
Okay. Next resolution is 2024-8, Paul and Terry Suarez. This is the resolution of minor subdivision approval. And this is a conforming lot, a very large lot. Being subdivided into two lots with no planned development now, but to convey the lot to her son in the future, for future purposes.
So I have a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
Debbie?
Yes.
Bob? Oh, I'm sorry. Rick?
Yes.
Wait, do we have a second on the motion?
Richard.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Okay.
Mary?
Yes.
Me, yes. And Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, and the last resolution is Patriot Gaming and Electronics, Resolution 2024-9. It's 2014, Route 542, Lot 6, Lot 106. This is Planning Board Application 2023-2. This is for a warehouse expansion and parking, sort of an approval for what's out there now with some modifications as required by the Pinewood Commission.
Do we have a motion to approve Resolution 2024-9?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay. Debbie?
Abstain.
Rick?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
Me, yes. And Carrie?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have the minutes now? Okay. So then we're just approving the minutes from the January 17th meeting and the February 1st meeting. The February 21st meeting was canceled due to no agenda items. Do I have a motion to approve these minutes?
Make a motion. I'll second.
You can do it by voice vote. You don't need a roll call for that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Opposed? Okay, that's approved.
Okay, now we can, do I have a motion to open to the public for the agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
So there's a public comment period in every public meeting by a municipal agency. We cannot talk about the Maple River application substantively because that hearing is noticed for March 20th, and it's neither fair to the applicant nor to any public who's not here tonight to discuss it. So we cannot do that. But if there's anything else you wish to speak of concerning zoning-related matters in Bass River, this is your time. Yes.
Terry Suarez, 5901 Route 9.
Sure.
In reference to our resolution, could you tell me what that actually means? What is that? Is it going to be recorded in Bass River? That it's two separate?
It's not recorded. You'll receive a copy of it.
Okay.
I assume that, were you in the Pineland side or not?
No.
You're not. Okay. Well, that's your approval, and when you... Essentially, are you going to record the subdivision by deed or the subdivision plat?
Well, we own it, so what do you?
Well, you can either record with a minor subdivision, you can record it by the plan,
mm-hmm.
or you can submit deeds for the two lots each, and each deed has to be recorded, but you need to submit the form of that deed to Natalie, and it will be reviewed by myself and the board engineer.
So how does one get a deed when...
The surveyor who prepared mm-hmm. the subdivision plan mm-hmm. would prepare legal descriptions for both lots.
And he did that.
And he did that already.
Yes.
And then you would need to get an attorney to prepare a deed, an actual deed, and then it'll reference those legal descriptions as attachments. And then there's going to have to be language in the minor subdivision, in the deed itself, with a line for the chairman and the secretary to sign that basically confirming that the subdivision was approved by the planning board and you're authorized to file it.
File it with... The township?
It's going to have to be filed with the county. Well, first you have to submit it to the township for approval, and then it has to be filed with the county clerk's office. It's standard process. See, most people
for
have attorneys.
A person that doesn't understand that.
I understand.
So
that. I understand.
It's a long process.
Yeah. Well, it's not a long process. It's a process.
I assume that once it was approved and it's block four, block three...
It's not perfected until, well, I don't really think there were any conditions imposed in the board engineer's report. I don't think there were. Yeah, I think it was just a clean subdivision.
It is.
So it's just essentially, it's just the deed. you need to submit the form of the deed for review.
Terry, I just did this. I can help you after the meeting. You want me to help
you? Oh, okay. Thank you.
The lawyer handles it all.
Yeah. Unfortunately, land use is very complicated. It's hard to do stuff without land use professionals, including lawyers and engineers. That's the way it is.
So I would take that resolution then to an attorney?
Yes.
Okay.
Along with the legal descriptions. You just say, I need deeds prepared to perfect the subdivision.
Okay.
And then it'd be like, $1,200, thank you.
$1,200? I wish I didn't know that.
Does anyone else have anything?
Yes. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this, but now Kazuba's changed hands. Junkyard?
Yeah, no,
right?
He's already got another one.
So I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that or not, but right now it's called Junkyard. Is it allowed to be anything else?
Unless there's a change of use, then that's the attorney's question.
He's keeping it a junkyard.
Yeah. He is. What? If Kazuba's, which just recently changed hands,
okay.
If they decide they don't want it to be a junkyard anymore,
right?
What else can it be?
It depends on what the zoning or what zoning district it's in and what permitted uses are. The problem with junkyards is that it's very hard to get loans to approve it for some other use because if there's any environmental issues, they have to be addressed.
What if you don't need a loan? What if you just have cash? You
need to devote it to a permitted use in the zoning district, whatever zone it's in. I don't know what zone it's in.
Do you definitely know what zone?
I believe it's in the village.
In the village? Okay. Well, it depends on what use they want to put it to. It's up to the owner. The use itself, if the ownership switches hands, the use runs with the land, not the person. So anyone who acquires the property has the same rights as who sold it to them. Meaning that if they want to keep it as a junkyard, they can keep it as a junkyard.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just wondering if they wanted to, I don't know, because I've heard people say, oh, they want to put up, you know, multiple houses.
Still
got to
go
before
the planning.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to go
through
the planning.
Yeah, that's coming for this board.
Yeah. If they wanted it is timeless.
It has to be so many hoops.
It's a junkyard. That's the DEP's problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That
a lot of cleanup.
Good question.
To change your rules. We're all going for something.
Anyone else? Okay, I'll make a motion to close to the public.
So move.
I second. Take your pick.
So say all in favor?
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Anything that we want to discuss as a board?
I don't think so.
Can I just call for a meeting? Okay. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion. Adjourn.
Second. Okay. All done.
Okay, and for anyone who is here, there's a notice that the next meeting is going to be March 20th at 7 p.m. That's the Maple River LLC application. And as I understand it, the applicant is providing public notice in accordance with the land use statute. So there's going to be legal notice.
Continue.
Well, they provided legal notice, and they're going to have a site plan filed in the next few days, an actual plan for public to come here and look at. And
that's not made with, like, crown, like my child did it? Like, rooms that are closed
it's,
off,
it's
no
It's
going to
be a document, a site plan prepared by an engineer.
That site plan also going to include like things like fire suppression, emergency exits, or egress windows.